In an initiative to introduce children to world's languages, the Bentonville Public Library is hosting an interactive international storytime event on Saturday, August 21st. The event has been put together with the help of the Bentonville community. Sue Ann Peckle, the children's librarian at the library, says the aim of the international storytime is to reflect the increasing diversity of the Bentonville community.
The aim is to demonstrate Bentonville Public Library's commitment to reflect the diversity in our community. We want to expose the children of Bentonville to the richness of the many languages they hear throughout our community. We believe Bentonville Public Library programs promote inclusiveness and acceptance in our society.
However, according to Ms. Peckle, the International Storytime is not a new event for the library's calendar.
Our International Storytimes began in March of 2009. We've had two storytimes since then, in February and May of this year. This will be our fourth International Storytime. And we are looking at doing it on a quarterly basis in this calendar year, with the possibility of increasing in 2011. We've had great community response. We've served over 100 children at the first three, and we're looking for great attendance this Saturday.
Since March 2009, books such as A Good Day by Kevin Henkes and Good Night Moon by Margaret Wise Brown have been read and translated for children in languages such as Mandarin, English, French, Hindi, Russian, Spanish, and even the American Sign Language. This time, the chosen book is One Dark Canoe, which holds a special place in the heart of Bentonville.
Well, we're very excited this week because we're going to be reading One Dog Canoe by Mary Casanova. And this book is very special to us here in Bentonville because it's illustrated by our own Ard Hoyt, a children's book illustrator who lives right here in Bentonville.
Ms. Peckle says that the storybook will be translated one page at a time by members of the Bentonville community who speak the aforementioned languages. In fact, the story time itself was the idea of a community member.
This program was initiated by one of our library patrons, Nick Lay. He is a father of four little girls who are regular library users, and he's also Chinese. So he wanted to share his language with the community, and he initiated the idea. We were able to get other volunteers from throughout the community, volunteers at the library, people that work in the community. So it really is a program that was driven by the members of our community, and the library is just so happy to have this interest in our library and the services that we offer.
The story time will also include a language activity in which children will make canoes with stick puppets of dogs that they can then take home. But International Story Time is not the only special event lined up for children at the Bentonville Public Library.
We have a very active calendar you can access at our website, which is www.bentonvillelibrary.org. So as far as language, we will be starting Chinese lessons on the first Saturday in September, which also is another program that Nick initiated, and he's going to volunteer at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings. There'll be about a 45-minute drop-in Chinese language learning lesson for the children of our community.
The International Storytime for Children will take place on Saturday, August 21st at 2 p.m. at the Children's Department of the Bentonville Public Library. You can find a link to their website at ozarksatlarge.com. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri.